Yeah.
I got some women problem, man.
What's your problem? Louder.
All right, I have this girl named Christina, all right? And she broke up with me 9 days after we started going out. Then again, on Friday night, I asked her back out because everybody was telling me she liked me.
How old are you there, buckaroo?
12.
Too young.
Too young.
I'm telling you, you should have your baseball glove out. And you should be trading those playing cards, huh?
No.
And then we should be playing Ringolivio and Salucci. Go down to the old mill and tell ghost stories.
No.
Play some mumbly peg.
Hey, man, women are better. Put it that way.
There's time for that.
Yeah, now.
No. Hell, you haven't even learned how to whale away yet, for God's sake.
You want a bet?
I'm just trying to tell you. That, you know, right now we should, you and me should be getting together, putting together those model airplanes and stuff, hanging them up from the ceiling, swapping Tom Swift novels.
I already do that. I want something new.
You want action.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Women.
All right. I'll see what I can do. Good luck.
All right.
All right, be careful. 101. 12 years old and already he's looking for abuse. 12 years old and already hating life. I'm telling you, she's all just that age when, I was riding along in the Biscayne, and Daddy started brown capping. I'll never forget, it was my 12th birthday. And we was out looking at BB guns. Daddy said, son, when you turn 12, you can get a BB gun. You got to use it responsibly. Make sure you always have a safe backdrop, so when you're shooting the balls off the Christmas tree, you don't hurt anything in the house. I said, great. Make sure your sister's always got her back to you when you shoot her hat off so you don't put her eye out. Daddy was big on BB gun safety. And I was all excited about it. Thinking of me walking in the woods and going plinking. When all of a sudden Daddy got this look in his eye. I said, you all right, Daddy? He said, son, hang on tight. I'm brown capping there. God's sake, he said, son, this is an emergency. Put your seatbelt on. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Oh, God, you better get in the back seat in case there's a blast factor. If I climb over in the back seat, it's like, come on, gas station. Come on, gas station. Beads of sweat on his brow. He's looking in the rear view saying, oh, God, I hope the police don't catch me. He's double clutching and gear jamming. I'm like, what about my BB gun, Daddy? He said, to hell with your BB gun, son. This is an emergency. Well, we come into the town center on two wheels. Daddy doesn't even bother to go around. He just bumps over the meat. At least the muffler right there. I mean, we pull up in front of the gas station. Daddy runs up to the door, and there it is, right in front of the door. Big old sign on the men's room says, out of order.
Oh, no!
Well, there's a payphone hanging there on the wall. Daddy rummages in his pockets for a quarter, puts it in there, and he starts dialing. I said, well, who in the blue blazes are you calling, Daddy? He said, oh, God, dial a prayer.
The Grease Man, DC 101.